Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Taco Tuesday on Cinco de Mayo.
This week is off to just a great start.
I agree. Rain, tacos.
Rain? Did you get a lot of rain?
Oh my God, it poured at my house.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Woo. It's great. Hauled in all the cushions.
Right.
It's so great. I love that. So great.
Where do you put your cushions?
In this like shed thing.
A shed.
Yeah. We don't have a garage, man. So
we have a garage, but Party bought us a box that sits out in the backyard. It's like,
can you fit them all in there? Can you send me pictures of that? I need that. I need to have that. I want that right, really close to where I have the actual. Like, I had to walk all over the place to get these things.
No,
get them
that's
out
what
of
you
there.
Do.
Ah! Hey,
it's a bin.
Yeah, plastic.
I'm like pretty sure it's a plastic. I mean, I don't use it. I don't use the cushions or the bin, but. It's out there.
God, you're such a joy.
I am a joy.
Yeah.
You're right.
I know.
I had a great day yesterday. I'm on fire with joy.
He got to surf.
I saw the picture. I knew he had made it to the beach. I went, oh, thank God. It's intolerable if he doesn't get to the beach at least once a week.
Get out of here.
You know it's true. Let's do it. Let's talk to Bobby about Billy.
Okay.
Guys. I'm not going to lie. I was skeptical. You know, I'm not a kid anymore. So I'm like 3D. Okay.
You're our kid.
I don't want. All right. But I am 31 technically.
We're talking about the screening yesterday.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah. I'm just letting people know.
You know, 3D movies, you don't want. I don't really care if stuff's flying at my face anymore. I'm not trying to catch the golden ticket or anything. But hit me hard and soft. Billie Eilish tour. In theaters, I saw it in Dolby 3D.
Yeah, they had all kinds of extra vivid, ultra vivid 3D.
It was great. It was actually great. I had a smile on my face the whole time.
Really?
I think they should do all, I'm not just saying this, I think they should do all concert movies in 3D from now on.
What did they use the 3D for? Like,
it
was
just,
she poking at the camera?
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like, oh, stuff's flying at you. It's just the next level of immersive that you feel like you're actually there. Mm. And especially for people who, you know, hate getting tickets, don't want to pay the prices, hate crowds, you really felt like you were there.
You experienced it.
And it's better because in some ways, obviously being at a concert, there's nothing like it, but you are, they made the sound dynamic even. So when they were showing crowds and the people in the crowds were singing, it was like you were standing right in front of them. The fog popped off the screen a little bit. The lighting popped off the screen a little bit. It was really, really enjoyable. I loved it. Especially compared to watching concerts on TikTok, this is way better.
Mm.
Vinny?
So I realize they've been doing concert films way back to the 70s, right? Didn't Led Zeppelin and Floyd did them. And
Talking Heads?
Right.
They were all right, but they were grainy and...
Well, that's my question is, like, and this is the true with of live records as well, is they have trouble getting the audio right. Like, that is a real... legitimate reason for not doing this kind of stuff. I know Taylor did it and pulled it off, and did, so they pulled off the audio as well.
Yes,
sounded
I loved
great.
It. It sounded excellent.
Huh. Okay.
I loved it.
I wonder if they had to dub it.
Probably some of it, but I'm thinking they take a board feed because they must all, like, you know, computers. They everything must be pretty coordinated and fed to one source so that they can mix it after the fact.
And they were mixing it because the cameras, you could see in the movie too, the IMAX cameras are huge. They take up a lot of space. Mm, so you can see they have probably a dozen of them that they used filming the concert. But they must have recorded audio from right there at the cameras.
Directly from the board.
Because when they would cut to a shot of fans, you know, right in the front row on the rail singing, you could literally, it was like you were standing in front of that person. That person was singing. You could hear their voice.
Oh, my God.
It was really cool.
That's the other thing. So when bizarre. You listen to, like, I grew up as a little boy, the first band was Kiss, and their first breakthrough record was Kiss Alive. It was this rock live record. They talk about it all the time. They had to go in and put the crowd noise. There's no mics on the crowd.
Right.
They had to put the crowd noise in.
And then they overdubbed all their vocals.
And they had to refix the guitars because, like, stuff falls out. So I don't know how they did that, but that's amazing if they were able to really get the audio right and the crowd noise right.
Yes. And so another thing that I thought was really just a moment in time was, we're talking about the Billie Eilish Hit Me Hard and Soft tour. I saw it in Dolby 3D last night. It comes out on Friday. They didn't shy away from the phones because Billie's audience is Gen Z, teens, young adults. And so the whole concert, as soon as she's coming up on stage, the whole crowd's phone comes out. And sometimes they would be, you know, like a few rows back in the crowd with the camera, and the everyone's phones are up, and those are kind of popping off the screen.
They're a little bit closer. You feel like you're in that crowd.
Yes, it was really cool. I love that they leaned into that.
So you saw Taylor's live show.
Yes, the Eras Tour.
And how does this compare film-wise?
No,
movie experience-wise?
This is a better experience.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'd rather watch the Eras Tour just because she's my pop princess. But if Billie's yours, you got to see this.
Right.
And
well, she's not yours and you're effusive about this.
Exactly. And when I got home, that's so funny because obviously while I was watching it, I was like, oh, why wasn't the Eras Tour shot like this? I got home, was telling Susan about it while I was brushing my teeth because, you know, it was late. And he goes, oh, man, if only you could have seen the Eras Tour like that. I'm like, I know.
So
his first question.
Was it a packed house? Did you meet some listeners?
It was full. It was a lot of people.
Did you host? Did you introduce?
I just did a little quick little introduction, gave Alice a shout out. But it was great to see some Alice listeners out there, but it's a whole full theater of different people.
And just
of Eilish fans.
Fans of Eilish.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So did you get the popcorn?
I got the popcorn.
Okay.
Just a little tiny one.
Just a teeny, like a little bag?
Just a little one.
Mm. Did you go for butter?
Just a little.
Oh you didn't do the kettle corn.
I always would go. If they have it. They don't always have it, Vin.
They had it. Wasn't that in the picture you posted?
There was caramel corn, and I don't know what the other one was.
Isn't caramel corn kettle corn?
No, it's not exactly the same.
Oh.
Yeah, caramel corn's a little heavier.
I don't know that stuff.
It's like, you remember Fiddle Faddle when we were kids? Like, when I think of caramel corn, that's what I think of.
I think of Cracker Jacks.
Yeah.
Is that caramel corn?
That's caramel corn.
Okay.
And I think that, I don't know what kettle corn, it's not, it's like a very light coating, I guess. I don't know.
It looked like that's what she photographed and posted. So I was like, oh, wonder if she went for it.
I didn't, because I really didn't want to get popcorn at all.
Do you feel?
It smelled. I was like, oh, I'm not going to get anything. I ate dinner before I came, and then I walked in and I smelled it. And I was
The popcorn does sell itself.
Yeah,
you're a kid. You can have popcorn.
Yeah, but I also have a wedding in a few months.
I was just going to ask you. Do you feel a lot of pressure to get to somehow be your best,
in your best shape for all your photos?
You know, I really wasn't. I've been really comfortable in my body for years, like since I moved here. It's a very active lifestyle here. And just the past couple of months, my balance has been off. My routine's been off. And now I'm like, this is the last place I wanted to be, trying to think that I need to lose weight for my wedding. So I'm struggling with that for sure.
That's it. Just put one more straw on the camel's back.
And it's a big straw.
Well, yeah, you're going to have all those pictures taken and, you know, you got
pictures.
A whole
it's
thing.
The thing.
It really sucks. Mm.
And you're going to be like, we don't care about photos as we age as much as
we have given up. There's no question. but it's also, I will say this job and this lifestyle is not, it's like you're not going to get up even earlier to go work out. Like a lot of people can start their day at 6 a.m., go and get a, you know, full on workout. Mm-hmm. And they may, you know, have a whole day before 9 a.m. when they start their job. And for you, you got to carve it out later in the day when you're exhausted. Like it's actually really, it can be very difficult. I know a lot of heavy DJs.
One of the reasons I like getting into the water is it's freezing. And if anything gets you like, yeah. Oh, that I'm up.
Yep.
Like you can kind of get in that.
Wakes you back up.
I don't know how to describe it, but it feels like you're just about nap ready after we're done here. Like there's that kind of
well,
like,
driving home, I'll get just be like hypnotized sometimes, you know, just like lulls you. I'm like, oh my God.
You've used your brain to the max.
Right.
I know that sounds ridiculous.
It does. It sounds, it's not heavy lifting, but it mentally, I am done talking to people at 10 a.m.
But yeah, getting in the water helps a lot in terms of just getting my
Perk you right back up. And actually, don't they even say just being in freezing cold water is like great for your circulatory system and it's all, you know, everything starts pumping. Yeah, it is hard. And I know you're like a yogini, but it doesn't seem like you're teaching anymore.
I was teaching on the weekends, but that gig has ended and... You know, Susan's obviously injured, but I've been dealing with a little shoulder thing myself.
Oh my.
So I have been very out of my routine.
Mm.
You know what, though? You're going to kill that wedding. You're going to kill it.
Yeah,
you're going to look great.
It's going to be fine.
And part of the reason you're going to look great is because you're going to be so happy with all your friends surrounding you. And every moment of that day is aimed at your joy and pleasure. Don't let anything...
Right.
Bring that down.
You are beautiful and perfect exactly the way you are.
Thanks, ouch. Guys.
Ooh. You're going to have a great time.
Yes. Don't. Go back to your old ways of thinking. Don't worry about that.
And it's
of
your
all
stuff.
The things.
Like, this is, you're going to love it. Like, I, you know, I'm not saying I didn't love my wedding day because I did, but it's not my thing. Like, that's, you know, dancing? A ceremony? I live for ceremonies.
And dressing up.
And suits and ties.
Right. So hosting really, a party.
But this is, you're going to be in your element and
it's
in
great.
Heaven. You're going to have a great time.
I hope so.
You will. It's going to be perfect. Storybook. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. I've got a couple things I want to get to, but then I really want to eat some headlines. We have a lot of other things to get to today as well, but man, do those things stack up. Just all the dumb stories.
I'm excited.
That we might
for
or might
him.
Not jump into. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll be right back after these.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice 97.3.